She told the reporters that she was instantly attracted to him, even having him lie there bleeding, and then checked his hand to make sure he didn't have a wedding ring. It's a fountain of fun when you go to Nashville Reddit.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It's a special community.
Yeah. Where people put in all kinds of, you know, just various weird things.
Yeah.
There's one this morning. It's a little-known driving hack for anybody driving in Middle Tennessee. It says it's okay to use your turn signals when you're changing lanes. It's okay to use your turn signals when you're taking an exit. It's okay to use your turn signals when you plan on turning. You can even, it can even be done sooner than 2 seconds before you turn.
Really?
It says that you have turn signals in your vehicle. Two of them, in fact. You are so brave and beautiful and strong and smart. You can do this. Use your turn signals.
I think that needs to go viral. That doesn't need to just stay on Reddit. That needs to go.
That needs to be a, like one of the light up signs on the side of I-24.
Yeah, one of those T-dot signs. Yeah. That's like a funny thing. Yeah.
You are so brave and beautiful. Use your turn signals.
You have two of them. Yeah,
you get a 2-for-1 special.
Yeah. You don't, you're not going to wear out the batteries. Don't worry. They still work after a while.
That's so true.
It is so true.
I can't tell you how many times I like either... You know, I'm waiting to leave a parking lot, but oh, can't turn out because somebody's coming.
Yeah.
And then they slow down and turn in.
And you don't know if they're going to turn or not.
They never use the signal, or if they use the signal, yet they don't turn.
Yeah.
That's a different kind of
people. That is a Murfreesboro thing. I'll be pulling out of a drive, like a parking lot, and there'll be somebody with their turn signal on, but then they don't turn. So you're going like, I have to wait for you, even though you say you're turning and you're not. You've been just left your turn signal on for like an hour.
Yeah.
Right. They've got this weird, even though I have my turn signal on, you don't know me.
Yeah,
I'm not
right.
Turning.
Yeah. Keeping you on your toes.
Yeah.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
So for the first time in a decade, big changes coming to Target. They're laying off 8% of the workforce, about 1,800 people across the country because sales have been super sluggish for the last couple of years.
Mm.
They're saying this is going to be the thing that turns them around.
Wow.
All right.
Less help.
Yeah.
Okay.
The final season of Stranger Things on Netflix. People are very excited about that. A couple of things. Eddie is not returning, even though they said, he needed to come back. But
yeah.
No.
He went out in style.
He did. And the final episode, they're going to be showing it on Netflix. And at the same time, on New Year's Eve Day, they're going to be releasing it into theaters.
Oh.
So if you want to see it on the big screen, you can see that. So
cool.
It'll be kind of a special event.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know, with fans and you just get the energy of all the people around you.
Yeah.
That's going to be, I'm looking forward to that.
That's awesome. I would totally do that, but I need captions. I wish theaters would now offer two versions, one with and
You're
one without.
You're onto something there. That's the way we all do it.
I know. No kidding.
Well, Nashville is opening a first-of-its-kind mental health emergency center just for kids. So it's going to offer around-the-clock care for kids in crisis. Parents can refer them, judges, or even law enforcement. And the facility could open as soon as next week. But
nice.
That's needed.
Yeah,
that's good.
Really high technology. Yeah, pretty cool.
Very cool. There's three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3. 911 Nashville is not a good show.
It's so bad.
But it happens here, so we feel like we have to talk about it, even though it's really cheesy as hell. And all of us take turns watching it. We voted last week, and Gina was out of the room when we voted, so Gina was the one that had to watch it last night.
She got the short straw.
Yeah. And so we play a little game we call 911 Nashville, Truth or Trash.
Was it something they actually put in this terrible, terrible TV show?
Uh-huh.
Or is it trash we just made up?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, so I have a couple questions.
Okay.
So while storm chasers are following the 3-episode tornado, what does the tornado pick up and hit the truck with, causing it to flip and crash?
Ooh.
Okay.
All right. Flying tornado object.
Now, yes. Okay.
In the past, it's taken up, you know, a guy on a Segway. It's lifted all kinds of things.
Yeah. So I have some options.
Okay. All right.
Our choices are?
Killer frozen corn, a Chevy Silverado, yay product placement.
Yay.
And a giant barbecue sign.
Oh, my God. Those are all really terrible things that show could do.
I'm going to guess it's a CGI Jack's barbecue sign.
I know. I'm right down there on Broadway. A giant barbecue sign. Because they just do cliches.
Yeah, because they say, this is Nashville. This is Nashville.
So are we right?
No, it's the killer frozen corn.
Killer frozen corn?
Literally, they're driving in a cornfield.
How does the corn freeze?
It gets sucked up in the tornado and it freezes it.
The storm chaser
explained it, and I was just like, I was checked out at that point until he said killer frozen corn. They literally say killer frozen corn. And I was like, no way. So, yes.
I think we can all agree this is exactly how we want Nashville portrayed on the big screen.
The cornfield got me. I was like,
yes.
Okay.
The nation needs to tune into this and see, oh, that's Nashville. We call it Get Real, where we answer real questions, sometimes awkward, sometimes honest.
We don't pick the questions. Yeah. We just got to answer them.
All right.
Woody, why don't you kick us off?
Okay. Mine is, when was the last time you truly felt proud of yourself? I wouldn't say proud of myself, but I'm proud of my children and grandchildren. And it's right now.
For good reason.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah, you raised them.
My granddaughter, Charlie, they won the championship in their softball league last night.
Woo.
My son, Jeff, is one of the coaches, and we had a really good time with that and took lots of amazing pictures, lots of kisses and hugs and stuff afterwards.
Yeah.
And it's also my grandson, Ollie's birthday today.
Yep.
And my son, Alex, who's in the Navy in San Diego, it's his birthday today, too. And he just got engaged to be married. So
that's an awesome thing.
I'm very proud of my family. And
As you should be. Yeah.
As you should be.
And it makes me cry.
I'm going to give you a moment to collect yourself, but you didn't answer the question. You changed the question and answered about somebody else. So we're going to come back to you. That's not getting real.
All right.
You didn't get real.
I'm not real. I'm proud of my spawn.
Those are great things.
I was responsible for that.
They're wonderful.
Okay.
But we're going to come back to you.
All right.
Gina?
Mine is, what's your go-to I'm running late excuse?
Mm.
I feel like I'm pretty honest. If I'm running late, I'll just be like, I couldn't get out of bed. Yeah.
Right.
I wanted to finish the episode I was watching. But usually it's traffic.
Yeah.
Because that's an easy
excuse. That's a good excuse. Yeah.
So if I do need to lie, I'll be like, man, you know, traffic was awful on my road. They're doing construction.
Super believable.
Yeah. Soon it'll be about the kid. You know, I'll just blame my kid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry, it's a baby.
I actually have a hoodie at home that says, I'm sorry I'm late. I didn't want to be here.
Yeah.
I wear the excuse.
That's a truth bomb right there on the front of your clothes.
That's a good one.
So my question is, when's the last time you lied to get out of something?
Ooh.
I don't know if this was the last time, but this is the one that I remember the most.
Okay.
So I'm going to leave this slightly vague, but there was a friend of mine that really wanted me to watch a video, and it was very important to him. He's like, this is super, super special, and you're going to want to watch it. And then I looked, and it was a woman's speech that was an hour long.
Oh, no. No.
And that's when I said, you know what? I just finished watching that. And wow. So I said a bunch of things that were like totally generic.
Just
like
generic, excited about it.
I was so impacted by that. And yeah, no, I just finished because I just couldn't tell him. I don't care what it is.
No.
I'm not watching it.
Yeah. I'm speechless after watching it.
Yeah, there you go.
I have no words. Yeah.
All right.
I just couldn't do it.
Back to me.
Yes.
All right. The thing of when I was truly proud of myself and thinking about it, I have to say I'm proud of kind of getting my life together.
Yeah.
I have a girlfriend now, Melissa, who's moved in with me, and we have a great life. Got a couple of dogs. We have a cat, and things are going pretty well right now.
Yeah,
so,
that's good. I like
excellent.
That.
After I got divorced years ago, I went through some kind of dark times.
Sure,
so,
understandably.
You know,
yeah.
So I'm kind of proud of that. I've made it back onto the other side.
I love that. That's
we're
good.
Proud too.
Yeah,
right. That's fantastic.
I'll cry about that now, too, because I cry at everything.
They're good things to cry about, though.
Yeah.
I cry at Disney movies. We are playing Gender Wars Day. Totally Hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. It'd be time for Gender Wars. Brought to you by Tree Fellers. When you need trees gone, put Tree Fellers on the job. Visit them at localtreefellers.com. All right, for the guys in the audience, we have Doug in Murfreesboro. For the ladies, we have Catherine in Bowling Green. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Let's get to know you just a little bit. Let's start with you, Doug. Tell us your favorite holiday tradition.
Family togetherness is a big deal, but for me, I think my favorite holiday tradition is that kiss on New Year's.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
There's just something cool about it.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Sure is. Catherine, what about you? What's your favorite holiday tradition?
Probably Christmas Eve family things, just like going to the movies and then dinner and all that fun stuff.
Gotta love it, yeah.
Yeah. All right, you each have a screw you can use. If you get in trouble, don't know the answer to a question, let's begin.
All right, Catherine, multiple choice. You have a little round tin sold by Kiwi. Is it shoe polish, smokeless tobacco, or breath mints?
A.
Shoe polish?
Shoe polish.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, Doug, was Joey Fatone a member of the Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, or 98 Degrees?
NSYNC.
Yes.
That's right. Good job. Okay, Catherine, the Clippers are an NBA basketball team that plays for what city?
New York?
No. No, they're the LA Clippers.
Other side of the country.
All right, Doug, in what type of specialty store would you buy a tart warmer?
What type of specialty store would you buy a tart warmer? Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with like a kitchen kind of cooking store.
No, it's a candle shop.
Candle shop.
Yep.
It's a heated up wax.
Yep.
Okay, that means we're tied up one apiece. Catherine, in The Avengers, what is Hawkeye's weapon of choice?
A bow and arrow
nice. Is right.
Says confidently.
Okay.
All right, you got the lead. Doug, you need this to tie it up and send it into overtime.
Before going solo, Beyonce was a member of what all-girl group?
Oh, man, Destiny's Child.
Yes.
Destiny's Child. All right.
Tied it up.
Okay. I love it. Doug's laughing like everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that. All right, we are all tied up. We're going to break that tie with Name That Tune lyrics.
Up to 5 lines from a song. How many lines will you need to identify the song? Catherine.
3.
All right. Doug, you want to do it in less than 3?
Oh, man. 2.
All right. Back to you, Catherine.
Do you want to do it in 1 or make Doug do it?
I'll make Doug do it.
Make Doug do it.
All right. You get 2 lines, Doug. Here you go. You got to name this song. You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar when I met you. Name that song.
Oh, my gosh. Journey.
No.
I don't know.
No.
Don't You Want Me, Baby, from the Human League.
That was a tough one. Everyone was singing it in their heads.
Yep.
Congratulations, Catherine.
Hey.
Great game. We're going to hook you up with tickets to go see the Predators, and you're also getting a certificate of Bragification.
Nice.
Both of
nice.
You. Great players. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
The Woody and Jim Show in our Eurostone Studios got that Friday thing going on. We've been asking for your help in rating the worst Halloween candy ever. We have a little bracket competition. The latest 2 going at it. You have about an hour left to vote. Dots versus Bit of Honey.
Mm-hmm. I've had to remind a few people that go like, I forgot what dots are. Well, there's a good reason, because they're terrible.
I love dots.
Do you really?
They're like gummy bears that just gave up.
Oh, I love dots. I always love getting them. And the thing that sucks is they're always the really small packages for...
Right, yeah, there's like a little box that has like 3 of them
in it. Yeah, so yeah, you only get 3,
why
but...
Why bother?
Oh, I love them.
Yeah, my like girlfriend loves them too.
To register any flavor.
They're kind of like gummy bears that gave up.
Yeah, and they're a little too chewy. Like, you can only do so many before my jaw hurts, kind of.
Right.
Yeah.
But then it's going against a Bit of Honey, which is known to pull fillings out of your teeth.
Yeah, actually, Chris on Facebook said this is 100% orthodontist recommended for return business.
Yeah,
they will rip any appliances you have in your mouth out immediately.
Yeah. That's true.
They're salivating, waiting for the day after Halloween.
I just bit of honey is sort of like raisins, where, you know, how is that candy? Honey and candy, like, just doesn't.
Well, it's compressed honey and sugar and, you know, stickiness.
It's just like if you chew them wrong, your mouth is stuck and they have to get the jaws of life to open your mouth back up. It's, you know, why was there, you know, physical torture, you know, part of the process? You know what would be a good candy?
Yeah.
So, if you want to vote, which one is worse? Which one, you have to say which one should move on to the worst candy bracket. Is it Bit of Honey or is it Dots? You can let us know on the Totally Hits and Woody and Jim Facebook pages. You can also follow Woody and Jim and Totally Hits on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And let us know. Your votes go till 8 o'clock.
Yeah. We've had several upsets so far. I consider, you know, Black Licorice losing, you know, being deemed better than raisins.
Oh, yeah.
Black licorice is out. Raisins moved on.
Yeah, that candy corn. Yeah, they lost early.
Yeah.
So.
Nashville, we have our own style, our own flavors.
We sure do.
So make your voice known.
Yeah,
and if you have any snark you want to, you know, throw towards one of the candies, we'll feature it on the air.
Chilling good, like I should.
This is kind of romantic and funny at the same time. There's a couple in Great Britain. I guess a guy named Ryan was pinned underneath a car in a crosswalk.
Oh, wow.
And a woman named Kirsty saved his life, kept him okay until the paramedics arrived. And then 5 years later, they got married.
Oh, my God. It's like a rom-com.
So sweet.
They were interviewing her about it, and she was pretty funny the way she said it. She said she told the reporters that she was instantly attracted to him, even having him lie there bleeding, and then checked his hand to make sure he didn't have a wedding ring. And that's what made her decide to save his life.
Oh, my gosh.
Is this victim on the market?
Yes. They got married on October 11th and actually even did the wedding photos at the crosswalk where he had the accident.
Oh, my gosh.
We posted the pictures of him, too, if you want to check it out.
Oh, I love that.
What a great story they'll have to tell, right?
I love that. Yeah, it's a great story.
This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to WOW in Brentwood, Berry Hill, and Murfreesboro.
Totally Hits 93.3. Hey there, it's the Woody and Jim Show from our Eurostone Studios. Quick shout out to our new best friend we just got a message from.
Yeah, I got Tanny. She's been listening for about 25 years.
That is awesome.
I haven't even listened to us that long.
I know. She's been listening to us more than we've paid attention to ourselves.
I know.
But that's like a generation.
Wow.
That's incredible.
We're touched. Thank you so much. Yeah. We appreciate it. You should call and play Gender Wars some morning.
Yeah.
Do that.
Do that.
Exactly. So this is kind of cute. There's somebody on the internet who's asked everybody in Nashville. They said they're coming here. And while they're visiting town, they're going to propose to their girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
They want to know where would be a good scenic backdrop for a proposal.
Okay.
Nashville's got a lot of choices.
Yeah, there's that Natchez Trail.
Or Natchez Trace.
Yeah. I haven't been, clearly. Landon said he wanted to propose there, but he was like, I felt like you would have known because that's not one of our things. So
Yeah, when it's something totally out of the ordinary, it's not a surprise.
Yeah, but right now that would be a good time with the leaves changing and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that'd be very
beautiful.
Pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of people were saying, there's a street in Nashville that has an incredible backdrop of the city called Love Circle.
Mm. Ooh.
You see the city in the background. Yeah.
It's kind of amazing. A lot of people say, like, Shelby Bottoms is good.
Mm-hmm.
The pedestrian bridge.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
You're right.
Yeah.
The stadium in the background.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there was one person on the Nashville Reddit that said, and this is so funny because it's a recurring joke on there. They said the West End Chili's would be a great place to take a picture.
The West End Chili's.
For some reason, on Nashville Reddit, it has been famous for about 15 years.
Yeah. Huh.
Anytime there's a chance to bring it up, people do.
The West End Chili's is somehow special, magical.
Yeah.
And Although, you know,
I have to admit, you know, going to Chili's for years, I know there's nothing more romantic than the quesadilla explosion salad.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
World Series gets underway tonight with the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. Of course, Nashville, for years they've said, oh, we're going to get a Major League Baseball team here eventually. It might happen. I guess they WalletHub.com just ranked the 333 best cities in America for baseball.
Ooh.
And Nashville was ranked 34th.
That's it?
Even like higher than a lot of cities that actually have a team.
Oh, okay. Oh, really? I thought it was like teams that, or cities that don't have a team.
No,
okay,
no,
okay.
No. It's actually all of them.
Great.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll happen.
We'll see what happens.
In another sport, the NBA, there have been 30 people arrested by the FBI, including Portland Trailblazers head coach and Hall of Famer Chauncey Billups. The allegations against him are that he was involved in illegal poker games run by the mafia, in which they had totally rigged the games with card shufflers that rigged the game, and also X-ray tables that could see a player's cards even when they were face down on the table.
Jeez. Yeah, they duped everybody to come in and play and realized they were going to take all their money.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then another NBA player is alleged to have taken himself out of games to rig the outcome and change bets that involved his personal stats.
Wow.
Stupid.
That's going to be a movie.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, we're going 3 for 3 with sports stories.
Okay.
College game day is coming to Vandy tomorrow. Woo! In West End. So if you're planning on going there tomorrow, I wouldn't. But Nate Bargatze is going to be the guest picker. So if you want to go on and see who he is going to pick, that usually starts around 10:45 in the morning. So
yeah,
you'll be able to see him.
Get there early and have your sign with whatever your agenda is, whatever your manifesto is you want to hold up in front of them.
That's how they got the Titans coach fired.
That's true.
That's
somebody
true.
Had a big sign on that show.
Totally Hits 93.3. Hey there, it's the Woody and Jim show from our Eurostone studios. Quick shout out to our new best friend we just got a message from.
Yeah, I got Tanny. She's been listening for about 25 years.
That is awesome.
I haven't even listened to us that long.
I know. She's been listening to us more than we've paid attention to ourselves.
I know.
But that's like a generation. That's,
wow.
That's incredible.
Your touch. Thank you so much. Yeah. We appreciate it. You should call and play Gender Wars some morning.
Yeah.
Do that.
Do that.
Exactly. So this is kind of cute. There's somebody on the internet who's asked everybody in Nashville. They said they're coming here, and while they're visiting town, they're going to propose to their girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
They want to know where would be a good scenic backdrop for a proposal.
Okay.
Nashville's got a lot of choices.
Yeah, there's that Natchez Trail.
Or Natchez Trace.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't been, clearly. Landon said he wanted to propose there, but he was like, I felt like you would have known because we haven't, that's not one of our things. So
Yeah, when it's something totally out of the ordinary, it's not a surprise.
Yeah, but right now, that would be a good time with the leaves changing and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that'd be very
beautiful.
Pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of people were saying, there's a street in Nashville that has an incredible backdrop of the city called Love Circle.
Mm. Ooh.
A huge, you see the city in the background, yeah.
It's kind of amazing. A lot of people say, like, Shelby Bottoms is good.
Mm-hmm.
The pedestrian bridge.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
You're right.
Yeah.
With the stadium in the background.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there was one person on the Nashville Reddit that said, and this is so funny because it's a recurring joke on there, they said the West End Chili's would be a great place to take a picture.
The West End Chili's.
For some reason, on Nashville Reddit, it has been famous for about 15 years.
Yeah. Huh.
Anytime there's a chance to bring it up, people do.
The West End Chili's is somehow special, magical.
Yeah.
And,
although,
know,
I have
landmark.
To admit, you know, going to Chili's for years, I know there's nothing more romantic than the quesadilla explosion salad. What are we doing this weekend, y'all? 2 days unsupervised. What are we doing?
Watch Nashville SC, their first playoff game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow, going out to dinner, Jen and I are joining our in-laws, our son-in-law's parents.
Oh, cool.
Very cool.
Hermitage Steakhouse.
Nice.
Ooh, nice. What about you guys?
I don't really have any plans, so I'm just going to try and sleep.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You're cooking a baby,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's right. You're cooking a baby.
Let the body do its job this weekend and just lay still.
Yeah, I had kind of a busy week, so we're going to chill out tonight, I think. And tomorrow, my grandson Ollie has a soccer game, and it's Ollie's birthday today, and also my son Alex's birthday, so we'll be doing a little celebrating there. So,
cool.
Yeah. Catch you back here Monday morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits.